Blog Talk Radio.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is
tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. Hallelujah. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Hallelujah. And the prayer line is opening tonight. It's Monday night, and you know Monday night we feature, hallelujah, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Featuring Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Amen. Hallelujah. He will be joining us momentarily. Hallelujah. With the word from the Lord on tonight. Amen. Before we get going, hallelujah, we got to go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight, Lord, just for allowing, hallelujah, us to come before your name in your name, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your presence being felt on the line on tonight. We want to ask that you lead us and guide us, hallelujah, in a mighty way. Lord, we just thank you on today. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you are, everything that you're going to do, everything that you will do, Lord. We praise you for it, hallelujah. There's none like you, none besides you, and there never will be. We just want to magnify your name and praise you on tonight because you're worthy to be praised. Lord, have mercy. Lord, we want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you're trying to say on tonight. Our ears are open and our hearts are receptive, and we are ready to receive your word on tonight, Lord. And we thank you in advance for everything that you're about to say and do. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Bless the name, hallelujah, of the Lord on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for everybody that is called in, everybody that has tuned in. Hallelujah. This is, hallelujah, amen, Monday night. And we feature, hallelujah, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship featuring Apostle Eldon, hallelujah, A. Curry. Bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah, who will be coming forth, bringing forth a dynamic word from the Lord, hallelujah, momentarily. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Right now, we want to go to our opening scripture, and our opening scripture is coming out of, glory to God, Psalms 100, amen. Praise God, Psalms 100, and it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word. Hallelujah. On tonight, amen, I want you to look at verse 5. Hallelujah. The writer, amen, who is King David, praise God, hallelujah, amen, is giving us a list of 3 attributes of God. Hallelujah, amen. And these 3 attributes are the reason why he's telling us to do everything he's doing in the first 4 lines of the scripture, glory to God. Hallelujah. Why he said, serve the Lord with gladness. Why he said, come before his presence with singing and acknowledge. Know ye that the Lord is God. Acknowledge, hallelujah, that he is God. Acknowledge we are his. Hallelujah. Why we got to come into the gate with thanksgiving? Why we got to come into the courts with praise? Why we got to bless him? Why we got to thank his name? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he sums it up in verse 5. The reason he said in verse 5 is he said 3 attributes of God is the Lord is good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said that's why you're praising him. That's why you're magnifying him. That's why you're glorifying his name, because the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said that should be enough. Glory to God, but he goes on to say that his mercy, glory to God, is everlasting. That means it don't run out. Hallelujah, his mercy and grace, hallelujah, it don't run out. Praise God, hallelujah. You know, like your mercy and grace will run out. Glory to God, hallelujah. You know when you get fed up and you say, I've had enough of them. Glory to God, I'm not going to take it, hallelujah, no more. Glory to God, I'm fed up and I'm not going to take it, hallelujah, anymore. Glory to God, hallelujah. What are you saying? Hallelujah, that you saying your grace done ran out for the situation. Your grace done ran out for that person. Glory to God, hallelujah. But God say, my grace, hallelujah, my mercy will never run out for you. And since my grace, since my mercy will never run out for you, glory to God, hallelujah, that should be enough for you to praise him. Now you done got two attributes of God. Hallelujah, from a person who was pursuing God's heart, from a person who was after God's own heart, you got two attributes. The Lord is good. Hallelujah, his mercy is everlasting. And then look, it says his truth endures to all generations. That ETH makes it continuous. It means it don't stop. Once again, we got an attribute of God that won't stop. Hallelujah, it says his truth endures to all generations. His truth. Hallelujah, amen. The word of God is the truth. Hallelujah, amen. And he said his truth endures to every generation. The generation before you is the same. It ain't changed. Glory to God. He said back in the book of Deuteronomy, hallelujah, when they were freeing the Hebrew slaves, praise God, hallelujah, trying to lead them into the land God wanted them to go, if you do good, I will bless you. If you do evil, I will curse you. Hallelujah. He says, I have placed before you death and life. Hallelujah. Choose life so that you would inherit the land and receive the blessing. Hallelujah. That truth endures to today. Hallelujah. If you do right, you'll get right. Hallelujah. And if you know better, you'll do better. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because God ain't changed. And we can take confidence knowing we're serving in a God that has not changed. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He has not changed. Glory to God, hallelujah. We still serving a God that is coming to him with a repentant heart, hallelujah, willing, amen, to give him, hallelujah, your mind so he can change it, hallelujah, amen, so he can change it from the inside out. He'll do it. Glory to God, hallelujah. Just like he changed your mama. He changed your grandma, your great-grandma, your great-great-grandma. Glory to God, hallelujah. Just like he changed them, he will change you. Hallelujah, because he ain't changed. He's still in the blessing business. He's still in the saving business. He's still in the healing business. Glory to God. God is not changed. We can take comfort in these three attributes of God. Hallelujah, amen, that he is good. Praise God, his mercy is everlasting. Hallelujah, and his truth endures to all generations. Your kids can ride off of this word. Your kids can ride off of this word if they choose to. Glory to God, hallelujah, if they choose to, glory to God. If you receive the word in your heart, hallelujah, you know for yourself God is good. Hallelujah, you've seen him make ways out of no ways. Glory to God, hallelujah, you've seen him, hallelujah, make stuff happen when it shouldn't happen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You truly know for yourself, hallelujah, he's an on-time God. That he may not come when you want him, hallelujah, but he's on time. Glory to God, hallelujah. That he'll make the enemies your footstool, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, that he will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing you won't have room enough to receive because you've been there. Glory to God, you've experienced it. And he's saying, amen, the same blessing I gave you, hallelujah, the same covering that I put on your life. Glory to God, hallelujah, the same way that I covered, hallelujah, your forefathers, that I covered your mother, and that I'm covering you, I'm going to cover your children. I'm going to cover your children's children's children. Long after you and your children are gone, I'm still going to be covering. Glory to God. Hallelujah, because that's what I do. Glory to God on today. Hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, for his word. Hallelujah, amen. That was Psalms 100. We focus on verse number 5. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth, hallelujah, to all generations. Glory to God. We thank God on tonight for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. If you're just not tuned in, you are tuned in to the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God. I am your host, Elder Andre K. Prevost Sr., a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. And tonight, you know what time it is. We speak to the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Amen. And my brother in Christ, amen, is about to come forth and bring forth a dynamic word from God. In case you didn't know, they are based out of Los Angeles, California. The West Coast is most definitely in the building on tonight. And coming forth and bringing forth the word on tonight, hallelujah, is none other, hallelujah, amen, than our very own, the Holy Apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle Curry is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Apostle, you on yet? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. You just give us a quick second. Hallelujah. We'll be right back with you. Amen. As we try to, amen, connect the apostle in. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
Inconvenience. We are back. Hallelujah. Amen. And like I just said, hallelujah, we are, hallelujah, tonight featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Glory to God, which is based, hallelujah, out of Los Angeles, California. Hallelujah. The West Coast is in the building on tonight. Glory to God, and bringing forth the word, hallelujah, is the leader of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. I'm talking about our very own, none other, hallelujah, amen, than the Holy Apostle, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Glory to God. We can barely hear you, Apostle. You're a little muffled.
Can you hear me now?
There you go. There you go. You loud and clear now, Apostle.
Amen. Come on and give God the praise, everybody. Come on and give him the glory. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on and magnify the name of your God on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We bless God on tonight. We thank him on tonight. Amen. He has been good to us. Amen. Amen. Forgive me of the tardiness of my time. Amen. But I'm here, and I bless God for being here. Thank you on tonight. Amen. Come on and give God another shout of victory, another shout of joy. Amen.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Amen. Thanking God for my dear brother on tonight. Amen. and Elder Andre Prevost. Glory to God.
Bless
to
my brother. Bless
amen. To his wife on tonight. Amen. Thanking God for my queen. Amen. On tonight. And my first lady. Amen. On tonight. Amen. And to all my children on tonight. Amen. I'm shouting out everybody. Amen. Praise God for Evangelist Punkin on tonight. Amen. She's online tonight. Amen. Thank God for everyone. Amen. And all of my fellowship that's online. Amen. God is good all the time. Amen. So we give God praise on tonight. Amen. There's such a prophetic anointing that's on me tonight. And I have to release it before I can go into the word. How many know there's only so many times that we can reject God before God get tired of being rejected? Come on here, somebody. And how many know that the worst thing that we can do is want to be like everybody else? Come on here, somebody. Has created us and called us out to be different. This is our, beloved, that we must make a decision whether or not we want to follow the crowd or follow the cloud. You can't follow both because they are not going in the same direction. Amen. I just want to talk about tonight how the wrath of God is about to shake America to her knees, and how we're going to see some things that we've never seen before. Sometimes when you go into captivity, you don't come out of captivity. Sometimes when you go into bondage, you don't come out of bondage. And from what the Lord has spoken in my spirit and to my heart is that when America go into bondage this time, there won't be no coming out. But only those who have held on to the hand of God will be spared from the wrath of God. Somebody give God praise. Amen. I don't know if y'all can still hear me. Can y'all still hear me on tonight?
Amen.
Amen. God is good. Amen. I want you to come to me, come with me to 1 Samuel. Chapter 8. And and we're going to start reading with verse 1. Is everybody there? 1 Samuel chapter 8, beginning with verse 1.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your anointing on tonight. God, I ask you, Father, right now, Lord God, that you would anoint me afresh for you. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you would think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords. Lord, let everything that come out of my mouth, Lord, be all of you and none of me. Father, thank you, Lord, that you are the preacher, the teacher, the apostle, amen, the pastor, the evangelist, amen. Hallelujah. You are everything, the prophet, rolled up in one. We thank you, Father, and we give you the praise and the glory. We bind the hand of the enemy. We rebuke every devil and demon. Thank you for your word going forward with clarity and with power. We give you the praise on tonight. And we thank you, Father, for all things. Let everyone that hear your word, Lord, hearken and obey. We thank you. And we give you the praise. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God praise on tonight. Amen. Somebody bless the name of the Lord on tonight.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord reads, 1 Samuel chapter 8, beginning at verse 1. And the word of the Lord reads, and it says, and it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his son judges over Israel. Now notice, he had waited till he had gotten old that he could no longer do it, so he made his son the judges. Verse 2 says, and now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second was Abihah, and they were judges in Beersheba. Verse 3, and his sons walked not in his way. That makes a big difference. His sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre and took bribes and perverted judgments. So they chose not to walk in the way of their father. And the people were looking at how they were walking. Come on here, somebody. And it discouraged the children of Israel, that they did not want his sons to be judges over them because they didn't live the life that Samuel lived. They wasn't trying to live holy for God. They could be bought. You could bribe them into doing the wrong thing. And so they were perverted. They were unclean and unholy in their thoughts. Verse 4, and then the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah. Verse 5, and said unto him, behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy way. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. So they may have been Nehemiah, well, your sons ain't living holy, and we don't like how they living. We don't like how they doing us. So we want to be like everybody else. We want a king. We want a ruler like everybody else. We want flesh to rule over us instead of God. I mean, you know, beloved, that's when we go wrong, when we want to be like everybody else. In this day and time, beloved, we got to be separated. We got to separate ourselves from being like everybody else. Come on here, somebody. And so they said over in verse 6, they said, but the thing displeased Samuel when they said, give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. So he took their request before God because he saw what was getting ready to happen. Let me tell you what I see in the spirit, though. I see that because America has chosen to be like everybody else, now the consequences of her decision have to lead her into a place that she's not going to be able to come out of. Oh, I wish I could talk to somebody tonight. How many know that when
You make a decision to live for God. Everybody not going to be happy about your decision. Come on here, somebody. But the thing is that God is saying, I'm looking to see who want me more than anything else. Oh, I wish somebody would stick a praise in there somewhere. They didn't want the invisible king. They wanted the fleshly king that would meet their fleshly desire. Come on here, somebody. Oh, can I keep it 1,000 tonight? See, the reason why a lot of us don't want God is because we don't want to comply to the rules and regulations that God has for us to live by. Come on here, somebody. A lot of us want to do our own thing, and God is saying, okay, I'm going to let you be like Frank Sinatra and do it your way. But see how far your way gets you, amen, and then when you cry to get me out, see if I answer. Come on here, somebody. Because I'm going to give you what you want, but then when you find out that what you want, you don't want it, God said, it's going to be too late to give it back. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I wish somebody stay with me tonight. Verse 7, and the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. How many know it's bad when you reject a prophet? Because you don't just reject the prophet, but you reject the God in the prophet. Let me say that again. It's bad to reject the prophet of God because you not only reject him, but you reject the God that's in him. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I know it's quiet on the set tonight. But that's how I know you're listening. Come on here, somebody. Every message shouldn't be a shouting message. Some message should be to make you think and want to repent and turn back to the God that loves you the most. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise in there. Verse 9, it says, now therefore hearken unto their voice, howbeit yet protest solemnly unto them, and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. Can I share something with you, beloved, on tonight? When I went into prayer and the election had taken place concerning the vote that they put out for president, they don't know who they're getting ready to have over them. He said the spirit of Saul is all over him. And the spirit of Saul does not have the heart to obey God. The spirit of Saul is all caught up in the witchcraft and divination. The spirit of Saul took the people in the captivity. It says in verse 10, and Samuel told all the words of the Lord unto the people that asked of him a king. And he said in verse 11, he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, chariots, and to be his horsemen. And some shall run before his chariot. What is he saying, Apostle? Your sons and daughters are getting ready to become slaves to him. Because this is what you chose over God. Oh, I wish I could talk to somebody tonight. But God is saying, if you have not chose Saul over me, then you should be giving me all kind of praise and glory for what I'm about to do for you in this hour. Come on here, somebody. Because I'm telling you, everything is coming down but the word of God. You're going to see a lot of things fall, beloved, but the word will still be standing. Uh-huh. Because God's word cannot return unto him void. God's word cannot pass away. He said heaven and earth would pass away before one jot or tittle of his word would fail. Come on here, somebody. Somebody need to give God a praise right there. And then verse 12, it says, and he will appoint him captains over 1,000 and captains over 50 and will set them to ear his ground and to reap his harvest, and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariot. Wow. So he's going to take his leaders and have them as spies. Come on here, somebody. And so all of this he's going to do at the expense, hear me closely, at the expense of those who chose to obey him over God. Y'all remember President Obama? Y'all remember how when he said homosexuality was all right? And we all, because he was the president, we agreed that it was all right. But how many know that just because he said it was all right, that the word still spoke against it? Come on here, somebody. How many know that the word don't change for nobody? Oh, it's quiet on the set tonight. But you know what? God is saying, I'm looking for those who are not willing to compromise my word. Come on here, somebody. God is looking for those of us who is willing to stand for his word, even if it means we got to walk by ourselves. Ain't nobody saying nothing tonight, but you need to give God a praise if you fit into the category of what God is looking for in this hour. God ain't got no jellyback saints. Amen. God ain't got no jellyback children who are not afraid to stand on the word and say, this is what our God believe in. Somebody need to give God a praise if you love him on tonight. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God.
Amen.
We come out, we love God, but we can't make up our mind which side we want to be on. God is saying, if you can't make up your mind which side you want to be on, the side is already being made for you. Come on here, somebody. You ain't got to worry about it, child of God. We're going to be made to take a stand. Come on here, somebody. Amen. There won't be no neutral side. There won't be no, well, you know, I feel like this tonight, but I feel like this tomorrow. God is saying, no, you got to come in all the way. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then verse 13 says, and he would take your daughters to be confederacies and to be cooks and to be bakers. And he will, verse 14, and he would take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. Check out what the Lord is saying. He said, this here king come to take. He don't come to give. He don't come to bless. You're not going to get blessed messing with this king. This king comes to subtract from you. He comes to take from you. How many know that that's what the devil do? The Bible says that the enemy comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. That's the kind of spirit that come with Saul. Saul ain't coming to bless you. God is coming to arrest you and take you captive and take everything you got from you. Oh, I wish somebody would give God a praise.
Amen.
Now notice, I'm finna end it with this here. Hallelujah. And it says, and he would take the tenth of your seed. Now, for those who have a problem with tithing and giving God offering, God said, don't worry about it. When you go into captivity, the enemy going to take that 10%. But notice what he's going to do with it. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyard and give to his officers and to his servants. And he will take your men servants, verse 16, and your maid servants, and your goodest young men, and your asses, and put them to his work. Verse 17, he says he's going to take them and put this to his work. How many know that represents slavery? Verse 17, and he will take the tenth of your sheep, and ye shall be his servant. And ye shall cry, verse 18, in that day because of your king, which ye shall have chosen you, and the Lord. Somebody need to highlight this and circle this. And the Lord will not hear you in that day. I don't know if y'all can still hear me on tonight.
Amen.
Let me tell you something, child of God. Something coming on the land, and people going to cry out, but God ain't going to hear me. He said, because when I was trying to speak to you, you had a deaf ear for me. So now that the shoe is on the other foot, he said, now I got a deaf ear to you. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the Bible says, God says, in the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because you don't know if that's going to be God's last time at trying to holler at you. Come on here, somebody. And how many of you know it's a bad thing when God trying to holler at you, but you ain't got time? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And then when you got time, God ain't got time for you. Come on here, somebody. We crying and snotting and boo-hooing, and God is saying, I can't hear a word you saying. Come on here, somebody. That's why the Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon his name while he is near. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because while deal with a time frame. And how many know that when the time frame wears out, that God will not be able to be found in that hour? Because the Bible says in verse 18, and the Lord would not hear you in that day. The message that God gave me is this, y'all. The consequences of rejecting the Lord as your king. The consequences of rejecting the Lord is your king. If the Lord is your king tonight, beloved, come on and give him praise. Hallelujah. If the Lord is reigning over your life, come on and give him praise on tonight.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Because you won't have to worry about going into captivity because God said, ain't none of mine going in. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Beloved, let me tell you something tonight. If the Lord is your king, then you follow in the cloud and not the crowd. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many know when you follow the cloud that the cloud will tell you to do something different from what the world is doing? When you follow the cloud will tell you to stay obedient while the others are walking in disobedience. When you follow the cloud, God will show his supernatural power in your life. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I need somebody that's not ashamed to give him praise on tonight because he is my king. Come on here, somebody. He's our king on tonight. As a matter of fact, he's not only the king, but he's the king of kings. Come on here, somebody. He is all we need. Come on and give God a praise on tonight.
Hallelujah.
My thing is, how you going to leave the king of kings to follow a fleshly king that's going to take everything from you? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I thank God tonight because he is the king that can bring everything to you. Come on here, somebody. God ain't trying to take away nothing from you. He's trying to add to you. Come on here, somebody. He said, but you got to first seek ye the kingdom of God. According to Matthew 6:33, amen, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. In all these things, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You know the thing right now is that we want things. Come on here, somebody. Things in the natural, things in the spirit. Amen. We want things. And God is saying, but you got to do the right thing to get the things you want. Come on. Thank you, Lord. On tonight, somebody give God a shout. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
How many know God want to add to you? Amen. Addition means that it come with what you already got. Come on here, somebody. God is saying, yeah, amen, I give you this, but I'm going to add this to you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And all these things, hallelujah, things in the natural, things in the supernatural shall be what added unto you.
Amen.
How many you know on tonight? That God's word has not changed. Come on here, somebody. If you want things to come to you, all you got to do is work the formula. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, which is the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If you seek the Holy Ghost, because he said that the kingdom of God is neither meat nor drink. Amen. But joy and peace in what? The Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody need to give God a shout right there. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We always say, whatever you need, God got it. Yeah, he do. But you got to meet the qualifications in order to get it. Somebody need to shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Glory to God. But let me tell you something. The enemy done tricked so many people, child of God. Hallelujah. Why? Because they don't know they're getting ready to go into captivity. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And God is in everybody, amen, that missed me with this vaccine is getting ready to go into captivity. Oh, I wish somebody would praise God right there, glory to God. I know it's going to get quiet on the set, but God is saying, give me the glory if you didn't miss me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to his name on tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I give me the praise on tonight. The consequences of rejecting the Lord as king. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God the praise. Somebody
Hallelujah.
Give God the glory. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, everything is getting, everything right now, beloved, is where the rubber is meeting the road. The real Jews are about to come out. You talking to one, glory to God. Yes, I am a Kemetic Jew. Yes, my ancestors came from Kemet. And yeah, we were kings and queens until the Greeks came over and robbed us of everything. Come on here, somebody. Because they didn't have nothing. Because the blessing was not on them. The blessing was upon us. And how many know that the blessing is still upon us? And to God be all the glory and the praise. Somebody give him another shout, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. We thank God on tonight. We give God praise. Come on here, Elder Wise. The Spirit of God is still moving.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah on tonight. The consequences, hallelujah, of not having God as your king. Hallelujah. Rejecting
hey!
God. Hallelujah. As your king. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know what other king you're going to be serving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because every king may have to bow down to the King of Kings. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess.
Hallelujah.
Amen. There's a lot of people out there say they don't believe in it. You got to believe in something. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I heard a comedian say you got to be stupid not to believe in nothing. Glory to God.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Amen. And if you're rejecting God as your king, glory to God. Hallelujah. When you close your eyes and find out that there is a God, hallelujah, praise God, what you going to do when you come face to face with the Creator that you didn't believe
yes,
in? Glory to God, hallelujah. When you come face to face with your Maker that you didn't believe in, glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. God is King. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God. Hallelujah. You better accept God as your king. Hallelujah. As your ruler. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. It's consequences. See, the other day he talked about the benefits. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But it's consequences tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Following God. To not being a child of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's consequences. Glory to God. You don't, and the end consequence is hell. Hallelujah.
Yes,
the end consequence is hell. There ain't no way out of hell. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible tells me it's a ditch between heaven and hell and no man can cross. And no man can come back here from there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, man, I don't want to go. Anything I get into down here on earth, I can get out of. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But once you get to hell, hallelujah, you just there, just hot. Hallelujah, just sweating. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing you can do.
Hallelujah.
But burn. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't burn tonight. Hallelujah. Make Jesus, hallelujah, your Lord, your King, your Savior tonight.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Accept him in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. He'll start a change. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir.
Accept him in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the man of God, the word he brought forth on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that we have made you our King, our Lord, our Savior, the ruler of our life, Lord. Hallelujah. There is no king above you. There's none beside you. There never will be, Lord. Hallelujah. You are the Most High God, and we praise you. And Most High God, we ask, Lord, that you keep your anointing flowing over the man of God. Hallelujah, Lord, that you keep blessing him, that you keep prospering him, both mind, body, and soul. And, Lord, we thank you in advance for everything you're doing in his life. Continue to mold him and shape him. Continue to lead him and guide him. Hallelujah. Continue, Lord, working a work in his life. And we thank you for everything that you're doing in his life, his wife's life, and his children's life, and his offspring's life, Lord. We just praise you for it on tonight. And we glorify you for the generational blessing that you have on his life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word on tonight. We thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God that we have not rejected God. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to accept God, hallelujah, as King. Praise God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir.
Hallelujah. We just thank God on tonight. We thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. Bringing forth, hallelujah, that word. Amen. Praise God. And I was thinking about Biden. Glory to God. That's what the people want.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Amen. I've never seen such a campaign in my life. Everybody, hallelujah, praise God, was saying, we got to get this other man out. We want this man in. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Even though everything is up. Everything is up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They still, we glad we got who we got. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Amen. I don't get it and I don't understand it, but I put it all in God's hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
We got to get that thing to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because the souls of this world, hallelujah. Look, he's taking everything, ain't he? Hallelujah. He's taking it one way or another. Hallelujah. The government is taking it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And they ain't saying the same. See, God give you the opportunity to pay your tithes. Hallelujah.
Mm.
You ain't got to pay them if you don't want to. It's a consequence to not paying them. But he give you the opportunity to do it. He give you the choice. The government say, I ain't giving you no choice. I'm going to take it before you even get it. And then at the end of the year, I'm going to take some more. Glory to God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you ain't covered by the blood in this hour, hallelujah, praise God. Praise God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. We are in the last days. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to make sure you got the blood of the Lamb over your doorpost. Glory to God. We thank God for the word. If you want to, amen, throw a seed into the ministry or get in touch with the man of God, hallelujah, and find out more about the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, you can reach him at area code 562-542-7794. Once again, that's 562-542-7794. Glory to God on tonight. We have had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. We thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth, hallelujah, that word on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to turn it, I'm going to turn it back into the hands of the man of God at this time. Hallelujah. So he can give his final announcements and the benediction. It's back in your hands, man of God.
Thank you, my dear brother. Amen. We are definitely in the last days, man of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, amen. We thank God that he is our King of Kings. Come on here, somebody. Amen.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard what Kirk Franklin said at the BET Award. They was having Cypher rap night. And they decided to allow him to rap.
Amen.
They didn't want to hear him rap. He said these words. Can y'all hear me on tonight?
Yes, sir.
He said that the lion and the lamb shall bow down to the goat. Now, for those of you that don't know what that means, let me decipher that for you. The lion represents Yahshua, Jesus. But he's the lion of the tribe of Judah.
Amen.
The lamb represents the Lamb of God, which represents the purity of God, but it also represents the blood.
Amen.
And the goat that he talking about, that the lion and the lamb, which is Yahshua, is going to bow down to, represent the devil.
Amen.
Y'all still hear me on tonight?
Yes, sir.
While we talking about the goat, let me bring it all the way home about this here goat.
The name of the goat that he actually is talking about is the Bophanic.
Yeah, amen.
And everybody that's in the entertainment business or the music business or the gospel business, if they want any kind of wealth or fame, they have to worship the Bophanic, which is the devil incarnated, for them to be able to get anything. Now, here's my thing that the Lord put in my spirit. How can the Lord, I hope y'all can still hear me on tonight, because I want to be clear. And I hope you may be out there listening somewhere, Kurt. Answer me this, my brother. How can the lion who is the lamb, who got up with all power, bow down to a goat that get his power from him? Let me say that again in case somebody missed it. How can the lion and the lamb, which is Yahshua, bow down to a goat who gets his power from him? Because remember, our Lord has all power. He don't get power from nobody. He is power. So maybe, Kirk, you need to go back and read that scripture again. Because the Bible says every knee shall bow.
Uh-huh.
And every tongue shall confess.
Uh-huh.
You might not confess it right now, but I guarantee you, when our Lord cracked the sky, everything is going to bow down to him. There is nothing that will be exempt from bending that knee and declaring and confessing that he is who he say he is. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You might as well get in line. Hallelujah. Because if your knee ain't never bent, it's going to bend when he get here. Come on here, somebody. And you're going to have
Lord.
To declare, just like us, that he is Lord. Somebody give God a praise.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I guarantee you this, Kirk. Won't nobody be bowing down to no goat. Come on here, somebody. If you bow down to the goat, then you will get in line with the goat. And when the goat have to bow down to the one who has all power, then you can bow with him. Because let me tell you something. See, God is exposing. Glory to God. See, you can sing a lie as well as tell one. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Just because you know the word don't mean the word know you. Come on here, somebody. But God is exposing. Because he's saying, I'm not going to let my people be fooled.
Yes, Lord.
People trying to hide behind God, but God moving out the way saying, you can't hide behind me. Because I'm going to let the people see who you are. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Talking about silver and gold. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Oh, that's a good song. But is that really how you feel in your heart?
Come on now.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Because you ain't going to bow down to the goat if you'd rather have him more than, okay, let me leave this alone, more than silver and gold. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And this is my story, Brother Kirk, and I'm sticking to it. Hallelujah. And if you catch me on any given day, You'll hear the same thing come out of the apostle's mouth. I don't switch. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because I ain't got time to switch. But we praying.
Yes,
we praying.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
That those who standing for God will continue to stand for God. Somebody give God another shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Woo, the Lord is good. Boy, I feel fire on me right now. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God said, who went in the ride for me? Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
How many know God got riders? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yeah.
We thank God on tonight. We thank God on tonight. Amen. That is in my spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anybody got anything you want to say before I get a benediction? Okay. If anybody got anything they want to say? Amen. Father, we thank you and we praise you for your word tonight. We thank you, Father, that we have declared you to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in our life.
Yes,
Father, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that we have not bowed our knee to anybody but you. We thank you, Father,
yes,
that we lift our eyes unto you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we look unto the hill from which cometh our help, for all our help cometh from you. And we thank you, Father,
yes,
that you said when your wrath fall, that we will not be ashamed. So, Father, we bless your holy name on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Father, we ask you, Father, tonight to prick the hearts of those, Lord God, who is making a conscious decision, God, to give their life to you. We bless your holy name on tonight. And we thank you, Lord God, for victory over the enemy. We thank you for power over the enemy. For most of all, Father, we thank you that our name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. So we give you praise for all things. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name, we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God another shout. Somebody
Hallelujah.
Give God another praise.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
How many of you feel good in your spirit right now? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. How many of you satisfied with the King you got? Come on here, somebody. How many of you satisfied with the King you got? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, I ain't giving my King up for nobody. Hallelujah. I don't care what I'm keeping my King. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
hallelujah. I'm keeping my King on the Lord Sunday. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm finna turn over to the hands of elder. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And into your hands, man of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. And the Lord of Lords.
Yes,
glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God tonight for all of y'all that called in and tuned in. We truly hope and pray. Hallelujah. That you were blessed tonight. Amen. With that word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And we will see y'all next time on behalf of everybody. I just want you to know that we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And we'll see y'all next time. And don't forget, hallelujah, this means war. Glory to God.
Yeah.
y'all to say. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your craft. Break out your word. You gonna break out some praise. Last time. Somebody clap your hands. It's a wrap.
AMJ!
Drop a knife on me, don't know where I will be. Baby, when I need him, he's a rider. All my haters, you know he be fighting. I never had no one to stick beside me. And when it's cold, I know he got that fire.
If you hold on just a little.
through just for you. I'm talking to the person who was frustrated to the point that you said throw the whole year away. The devil is a liar, cause what's coming for you, it's gonna be. Get ready.
Open the
windows of heaven. Checks in the mail. Raises and bonuses. Healing in your body. Your children are gonna make it. I believe. Mama, I made it. If you're doing it big, let's go. Pull your phone out and take a selfie. Cause what you look like now, you won't look like next year. Cause God is a big guy. God is a big guy. God is a big guy. Say,
I believe.
Yeah, it's my season. God didn't bring you this far just to bring you this far.
I believe.
Say this, it's my time.
That it's my time.
Yeah.
It's my time.
You're doing it big, let's go.
I can feel it.
Breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
It's yours if you want it. I'm anticipating.
Thank you.